There are not three gods, but only one God who shares his Spirit with us. God desires to continue the work begun in Jesus, the work of enabling the kingdom of God on earth as in heaven. Jesus embodies the Spirit of God, but God's Spirit is also given to us and to all the world. The Spirit of God is present within each of us and in all creation. The entrance antiphon for today's Mass proclaims, "The love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Spirit of God dwelling within us. Alleluia." The challenge for us on Pentecost is to acknowledge and cooperate with God's Spirit in us. This Holy Spirit desires to lead us and all creation toward the ultimate destiny of our resurrection with God. In the collect prayer of the Mass, we prayed, "Pour out gifts of the Holy Spirit across the face of the earth. Fill now once more the hearts of believers." The Spirit empowers our unique talents for the advancement of humanity and of the world. Jesus, when he appeared to his early disciples on the evening of the resurrection, entered through their locked doors and spoke, "Peace be with you." In other words, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you." Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you shall forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Jesus was inviting his disciples to accept the reconciling gift of God's Spirit dwelling within them. Jesus then spoke, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." With the Holy Spirit dwelling within us, we too are sent out into a broken world. Today on the news we hear of migrants dying on the sea as they try to escape a land of terror into a hopeful land of a new beginning. We hear of the desperate people struggling to breathe as they suffer from COVID-19. We hear of the Israeli and Palestinian conflict, where people on both sides are dying because of the bombs and missiles dropped on them. We hear of dishonesty in politics, of greed, and of self-interest. Into this broken world we are sent, bearing God's presence, his Holy Spirit. We are sent to bring justice, reconciliation, and healing. But how can our insignificant lives make a difference in the world of so much pain and suffering? We think of the pebble thrown into the pond. The ripples of that pebble spread out until they reach the entire pond of water. We do not know how our little efforts make a difference. Nevertheless, we are sent into the world bearing the Holy Spirit of God. Scripture reminds us that each of us has been given our unique gifts and talents. We are not all the same. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God, who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. We do not need to be the same as everyone else, but we need to be faithful to the Spirit working within us and with our unique abilities. Do we recognize the gifts and talents that have been given to us to be shared with the world? Do we know how we, perhaps, limit or block God's Spirit working within us because of our brokenness and sinfulness. If we are to be effective embodiments of the Holy Spirit in the world, then we must be sensitive to and aware of this Holy Spirit within us, gifting us and guiding us. We must know ourselves well enough to recognize how we stand in the way of God's Spirit. If the Holy Spirit is unable to work through us and through the Church because of our own need of reconciliation, where then do we sense the Holy Spirit at work today? On Pentecost, we pray to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful. Enkindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be recreated. Then, with you, we shall work to renew and advance the face of the earth.